weapons. They had assault weapons. They had some AK-47s. They had a Lewis machine gun that they were mounting on a armored car they were building. They had Claymore mine type of devices. They had hand grenades. They had a LAW rocket, which will knock out a light tank. They were very, very formidable.
Now, Coulson takes us back to the scene to recount the tense showdown with the CSA.
And the main compound was very heavily fortified. The stone buildings had pillboxes. It was protected by explosives.
Coulson's first move is to surround the compound with 200 FBI agents and dozens of state and local police, making escape impossible. The FBI's secret plan is to use reverse psychology, not to attack, as the CSA is expecting, but to do the opposite.
The religion taught them that when the government came, we would attack them, and they would have to defend themselves. And when nobody was attacked, it really threw them off balance.
Coulson's strategy is to wait it out and lure the CSA into negotiating.
This was more of a psychological operation. It was a tactical operation. The psychology was basically be patient, negotiate, talk to them, make them appear hopeless, that they can't get out. We wanted to convince them again that we weren't there to hurt anybody, but also that we had tremendous firepower. And I wanted them to understand that if there's a firefight here, they're going to lose it.
The CSA makes it clear that it would rather fight than talk.
James Ellison will not surrender to the authorities. We no longer feel that the people of this country, and especially those involved with the right wing, can receive absolute justice from the court system.
The General, if you excuse me, I really need to get back. Thank you.
That's Ellison's right-hand man, Kerry Noble, who has also agreed to revisit the scene of the standoff. Noble reveals that the CSA was scheming to draw the feds into a violent gun battle.
What we were hoping for and expecting was that once the government came in on us and we started the shootout and the war, that others would come in also, start a chain reaction, a domino effect that would cause uprisings throughout the country, that would just keep going, escalating, snowballing effect to where the apocalypse would come in, which would usher in the second coming of Christ.
But the FBI is about to deploy another secret tactic. They will try to trick the CSA into believing that it has choices and even some control over the outcome of the standoff.
The secret to bringing someone to your point of view is options. What kind of options you give them? And we gave them two options. One was to engage in a war here and lose it, or to talk and to live.
Coulson's plan works. Ellison finally agrees to meet with the FBI. But this won't be an ordinary negotiation. Ellison will only talk directly to Agent Coulson.
Ellison would only talk to a tactical person and a commander. He viewed himself as a commander. He wasn't about to talk to a subordinate negotiator. It made sense, although it was a violation of the FBI's policy at the time to do that.
Coulson uses the unusual face-to-face meeting to attempt the next phase of his strategy, which is to make the militia leader feel important.
We didn't try to intimidate him. We didn't yell at him. We didn't make demands. We just talked in a very calm way, just like we're talking here today. I felt right then I'd won him over.